I should be treated like this. I should be loved like this. I should be dealt with like this. I should be respected like this. I should be given these many marks. I should not be given this. All expectation.
But to express oneself honestly, not lying to oneself, and to express myself honestly, not that, my friend, is very hard to do. And you have to train. You have to keep your reflexes so that when you want it, it's there.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life.
I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. Wanna be Sonny Liston? I told you today, I'm still the greatest of all time. Pittsburgh.
Good morning. Good evening. And possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. A reflection into the mirror of my soul. A place that is not only so safe to be, but freeing, as you can see. And some places that I've been so far and so vast, escaping the proximity of the mortal flesh realm that we are all existing within, I've come back to tell you that in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. And another riveting addition here, live in Los Angeles, as back-to-back nights I have found myself with a little extra playtime to sit down in the studio, escaping the masses, running away from the fans, and hiding from all of the publicity and all of the people who want to talk again. I'm sorry, no questions! We're recording a show! I wanted to talk tonight about something that has been so interesting from a perspective of how it benefits your life. And on tonight's topic, I want to talk about the fact that every time you listen to me, I hope that you are open to so many possibilities that you also enter it with expecting nothing. That is the topic tonight. Expect nothing. And in doing so, you will receive everything. A simple concept that seems so far from our intelligence, it almost seems like it's kind of just ironic. What do you mean, Alex? You're telling me if I just simply just live life, stop hoping for things and wanting things, that it'll just come to me? Yeah. We've talked about that plenty of times, and I've told you that you should stop trying to expect anything out of anything. Because every time you expect something to happen, you're setting yourself up for failure and also pushing away what it's trying to give you. Let me tell you why. Let's say there's a new experience in front of you and you want to try something new. Let's talk about content creation since I do some. Let's say that you want to start doing content simply because it looks fun. You want to get out of your comfort zone, do something different, and possibly benefit others with simply being yourself and having a direction, a purpose, kind of having maybe a niche or some ideologies or belief systems, or maybe just riffing, doing an open journaling system like it kind of is for myself, or you really have something important you want to talk about you've studied for years or something you're passionate about, whatever, right? So let's say you get into it, and in doing so, you expected nothing. You simply just wanted to do it and experience it. And so you did, and you started doing it for a while, and then, Lord knows, there's always a higher purpose for all of us. Something magical happens, a few years go by, and now you're doing it for a full-time position job, and it's literally paying your bills, and you're talking to new people, and people are really vibing with what you have to say. Kind of crazy, isn't it? You started with pure intentions, and something magical came from it. Or on the other side, nobody could listen to it. You literally could have no listeners the entire time, but you've been refining your own skills. You've been learning how to talk and articulate yourself. You've been listening back and correcting yourself and evolving your progression of how you pronunciate, how you speak, your speech impediments ability, how you're able to volume with yourself and fine with your attunement to your true voice and finding the ability to be persuasive or interjecting or even just finding a way to have this fluidity to your flow and the whole perspective of where your conversation goes. So even though maybe you didn't get a following for it or no money or etc., you at least were able to grow yourself and you found a better perspective of how you can talk, speak, just everything. Everything blossomed because you were simply expecting nothing. And there's so many other things that could have come from it. I mean, the possibilities are endless, but the purpose of why I gave you a few is because you had no ideas of where it was going to go. See how incredible that is? Now imagine we start all of that again, same setup, same person, and now you expected that within 2 years, if I don't have this set, if I don't have a set following, if I'm not able to quit my job and do this for full time, I'm going to bail and it's just a hobby then. Okay, so you're already setting yourself up for failure because you're setting something up that may never come to pass. So in doing so, are you just going to take the entirety of what you did as a failure? Are you going to take that as something that was a waste of time? Are you going to look back at that and say, well, could have done this, should have done this, blah, 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 blah. It's such low energy conversation. The person, like myself, I expected nothing from any of this, from anything. And in doing so, I've had almost everything happen. And I can't even explain to you every single way. The show would be too long. Let's go now from personal relationships, right? Let's go to anybody that I've met in my life and things that have blossomed from it, okay? I used to do a podcast called Weeb Nation with one of my good friends at the time. We no longer talk, and the show is no longer going on. The reason why? One of us had expectations. The other did not. I never expected anything to happen from it. I merely was excited about anime. This was before COVID, so 2020. I was working at these studios. I had the opportunity to use all the equipment for free. Didn't even have a home studio yet. Really didn't even do podcasting much outside of a couple times Shallow Oceans here and there, right? I was really not sure what I wanted to do or where I was going to go with it. But I thought to myself, I've set myself up for such a great position to do this. I mean, I'm flourishing in my career path as I'm doing it on this side. Why don't I do something for myself? And I invited my friend because he wasn't doing anything. He didn't have a purpose, direction, nothing. So I thought I could inspire somebody. That was my failure. I brought in somebody who in the beginning expected nothing as well. And it really flourished. We took the F off. We went to Texas, Pittsburgh. We went to so many places. But then expectations started. And he started to have set timelines for things. He started to set up ideologies and things he wanted from me, and it failed. I've never been somebody who wants to be caged, and any time and any place I've ever been, I've always failed. Any time, any job I look back at, any 9-to-5 I've worked before where I'm working now, I've never enjoyed my job. I never prospered. I was never staying there long because I hated having people standing over me telling me what to do. I hated it. That's not who I am. I don't tell people what to do, so please don't tell me what to do. And then I finally set myself up into a position where I'm working in entertainment, television shows, radio shows, and I have nobody to answer to. I'm literally doing it all myself, by myself. Sure, we have program directors and head technical directors and stuff like that, but I never talk to them because they know I handle my shit. They had no expectations. And I surged through everything that they could have ever wanted. That's the point of what this is. That's why you should never set expectations. Let's even go into romantic interests, because I'm such a hopeless romantic. I know I have to. Let's say you meet somebody, and it just clicks, man. Something about it is just so blossoming. It's just so incredible. For some reason, it feels like a bolt of lightning hit you. And for some reason, you can't even stop thinking about them, right? Why start hyper-asphyxiating on that, right? Why start trying to think about it and ask questions rather than just enjoying it and telling yourself quickly within that moment, okay, I like this. This feels dope. And for some reason, I want to see them again. So if time permits and you're allowed to, go see them again. Go talk to them again. Exchange conversation. And what's the worst that could happen? Now, in doing so, say you really start vibing. Say something is just dope, whether it's like you just met him at a bar, a friend's house, a party, or there's somebody you've seen kind of consistently at the gym or whatever it is, library. If it's one of those situations where it's a one-time place and you may never see them again, I'm telling you right now, right here, shoot your shot. Go say hi. You ain't got nothing to lose, trust me. Expect nothing to happen, and then everything is a possibility. Just go say hi to them. See what happens. They tell you to piss off? Okay, my apologies. But you know what you gained from that situation? You know where you stood. Let's say it's somebody you've talked to for a while now, and you're actually really interested. You guys have been talking, communicating, whatever it is, even hanging out, whatever, right? As soon as you start thinking about anything outside of what that moment is, you're already failing. And I'm not saying you can't plan events to get together. You can't plan to go do things or enjoy things or etc. Because time is very important, especially in a society of capitalism. Especially here. We all have a schedule. We all have things we need to do. So lining up the time available for each other is very important. But I'm talking about a higher level of conversation. If you're starting to assume that there could be something here to attach to, you failed. You've already failed. You will never own anything, and you will never be able to own anything. I just told you, we are all beautiful birds. I myself am one of the best peacocks I've ever seen. I'm not cocky. I'm not arrogant. I'm extremely transparent with you. I've found my value. I've seen my beautiful colors, my stride, my strut. It's immaculate. Rather than me trying to find something to hold on to, why don't I just enjoy what's attracted to me, what finds me, what is just pulled to me? That is the magical place to be. That's why I expect nothing in life now. So again, hypothetically, let's say me and this person click super well. We're hanging out all the time again, literally always on each other's minds, staying at each other's place, waking up next to each other, all of this dope shit, right? Let's say all that's happening. I still expect nothing. Really conceptualize what I'm saying to you. I still expect nothing to come from this. Because everything that is will be. Everything I'm enjoying is here with me. And if it's not meant to be, it will not be. That's how simplistic this is. You don't need to have a superior mindset. You don't need to have this bullshit about divine masculine and feminine. I'm a boss bee. Oh, I'm a hustler. I don't chase no women. I do me. Okay. Dude, if you have anything outside of the perspective of what you're in the moment of, you've already failed. And I have a hard time believing you've attracted somebody good for you if they don't understand it either. That's why this is so prevalently inspiring. Because if you have found something that's good for you and you both enjoy each other and you both don't set any type of qualifications or this or that or whatever it is, you're going to have a great time. And trust me, if some kind of attachment starts to form, don't be afraid of it. Be aware of it and don't let it constrict you. Just know that you're enjoying and it's reconfirming to you you're in something you really enjoy. And it's okay to let your guard down. That's where the choice comes into fruition. That's why I told you plenty of times, go back and listen to my podcast about sex, Sex Talk, Sacred Energy Exchange. You better be very careful who you choose to allow within you. I have been celibate for a long ass time, and I'm quite comfortable in saying that. I'm not going to allow somebody to become a part of me, and I'm not going to give the holiness that I've divined within myself to anybody. What I have is a very important thing. My lineage now, my growth, my spiritual ascension, my overall attribute with my mental focus, cognitive ability, healing and letting go of all of these things within my traumatic past of my lineage, right? And all these things, which I come from a good one, thankfully. That's not something you just give to somebody for a one-night stand. That's not something I just give to somebody just because I can. No, 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 no. Trust me when I say, I expect the best out of myself and nothing from anybody else. That's one part where I think it's okay to expect something, truly. You expect yourself to know better. That is the only person. When I say expect nothing, I mean that truly in every attribute of conversation. So really hone in on this one simple thing, right? You have to have a set standard for yourself of what you wish to accomplish with your life and who you give it to and what you choose to do with it. When I expect everything for myself, that means the best of myself. You need to always expect the best from yourself. This is the only time. Because if you're not evolving, if you're not being aware of your downfalls and your defects, if you're not curing the things that you're suffering for, if you're not combating the things that restrict you, if you're not detaching from the things that you're scared to, basically that you can't unattach to, these things that you hold on to for dear life, you're failing. Because now you're turning the whole concept of this conversation into a light that it was never meant to be. You better hold yourself accountable, and I damn well near you need to. I want to preach about it from the highest perspectives I can. You have to be on top of it. Inner working never ends. I don't care whatever I talk about. The inner workings in myself never stop. I'm telling you, I am the most tough on myself that no one will ever be able to match. Because I need to. I can never be comfortable. I am only comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm telling you right now, I find everything I possibly can to challenge how I view this world, how I view myself, everything about it. And that's what it makes it so unbelievable, because the one person I hold the most in account can never hold anybody else. Think about how deep of a concept that is. You will never own anything. You will never be able to obtain everything. You will never be able to force somebody to stay with you. I don't care what you try to do. Because at the end of the day, it's not our place. And it never was. That's why this is so beautiful of a concept. And that's why I had to divulge into it in so many different attributes. If you are still somebody who expects others to treat you a certain way, you're still failing. If you're somebody who expects somebody else to match your energy, you're failing. I've already told you what we're supposed to do last night. You match the energy. Don't expect them to match you. It's going to be impossible. Because when you start to align yourself with what you have, you open up your heart to the depths of its soul. It's literally, your heart literally has the capacity to be a Mary Poppins bag. Have you ever watched the movie Mary Poppins? Do you know her bag is infinite? I'm talking about it is endless. That is what your heart is able to do. I truly mean that. If you go look at kids right now, and I'm so blessed I can see them every day, at least Monday through Friday. If you look at kids, you know instantly that love is endless. Love is boundless, and love has no requirements. That's how you need to be with yourself and those around you. And expecting nothing from them is one of the most selfless things you can be. If you set plans with somebody and they bail, that's okay. Wasn't meant to be. If you had a set idea of somebody and you thought they were this, but time goes by and they prove to be somebody else, that's all right. You just obviously never knew them. If you were working so hard, putting so much of yourself into something, this business, this model, this formation, this everything, this effort, all this, and it fails, that's okay. It wasn't meant to succeed. Do you see how freeing and refreshing it is to expect nothing out of anything? The only person is yourself, and we don't even have to talk about that because, again, that's a whole different conversation, but I kind of went on soliloquy there for you. That's why, again, I think this is something so many people are missing in this life, is that you're predisposed and taught to expect so many things that are unexpectable. They almost teach you to expect the unexpected, but they never show you what that really means. That's why there's so many beautiful sayings in our life. There's so many riveting things that captivate me. And that's why I've fallen in love with love again. I've fallen in love with being my truest self. I've fallen in love with experiencing everything to my fullest extent and being a child again. I love just doing things that seem so weird. I love doing these things that almost seem so simplistic in a concept now, most people can't even understand the concept of it. And why would you? Why would you want to be somebody that's trying to attune with these things that aren't meant for you? Can you really process this? Let's say you're charging your cell phone and the port is dead. There is no attribute out of that outlet. It's dead. How many times are you going to try it until you just accept the fact it's dead? Me? I do it once. It don't work? I'm on to the next. I don't waste time. I'm not somebody who's going to force anything. If I go talk to somebody and they shoot me down, I say, you have a blessed day. I just hope somebody tells you you're beautiful. Like, it's really that simplistic. You don't need to do anything. It's like we have so many egotistical views that we've instilled in our minds, and we think like we're so divine or we're so blessed or we're so this, we're so that. But in factuality, we're nothing. We're nothing. That's the thing that petrifies me as a human being, is trying to think I'm more than I am and I deserve more than I do. The only thing I ever deserved in this life is the experience I'm doing right now and freeing myself from anything. And see, isn't that such a crazy concept to understand, is the fact that when you know your value, your purpose, your place, you follow your passions, you're driven, you want to do a simplistic thing of just helping others and you expect nothing in return. Do you know how powerful that makes you? That's like being born into royalty and never wanting shit from it, but you do everything to show that you are. No, let's change that whole concept. Let's say you're born as royalty, but in a peasant's attribute, right? Let's say the father and mother somehow, some way, you just got lost or whatever it is. You were born from a widow's maid or I don't know what, but you're royalty. You're literally born from the king, his only son, and you were put into poverty and into a poor place, and you still grew up being so divine, so strong, so elegant, and so just out of this world. You led people instinctually. You helped people. You were driven, motivated. You wanted the best for everybody around you. And then somewhere down the line, you found out what you were, and it just reconfirmed everything you were already being. Isn't that the point of existing? Isn't it to find the purpose and the whole aspects of what this divinity is and why we even have this set consciousness? Why am I able to articulate to you? Why can I talk? Why am I expressing myself? Why am I even alive in this very moment? These are the things that you're supposed to experience and supposed to welcome. And in doing so, if you're too hyper-asphyxiated on your own two freaking self and the reflection you see in a mirror, you will never see yourself in somebody else. You will never be able to attune to the things in front of you. And by God Almighty, if you expect the most out of what you are, you will never achieve it. Because you just set yourself a limit. You literally just told me, this is what I want. How the F do you know? How do you know? I sincerely ask you the most open-ended question I can. How do you know what you want? How do you know what you deserve if you've never deserved it? Sure, I can sit here and be like, well, I deserve somebody who's just as open-minded as me. I deserve somebody who, I don't know why I'm doing that voice. I deserve somebody who can see the world in my eyes. I deserve somebody who's open-minded. I deserve somebody who's as passionate, unconditional loving as me, that literally wants nothing from me but gives me as much as they can. They're still working on themselves. They're growing, etc. Why do I think that is all I deserve? How do I know? What if I deserve nothing? And that's the trick, isn't expecting nothing from nothing, from everything, excuse me, expecting nothing from everything, I'm able to obtain all. When I know that I'm not waiting for anything, I can be open to everything. That's how beautiful that is. And that's honestly why I get chills, man, in just knowing that it was really that simple the whole time. There is no set standard of beauty. It's just what we were trained to believe. There is no set standard of intellect. We just idolize and worship the people who remember the most shit. There is no set standard of true masculinity and femininity. We're just lying to ourselves that we think we know it, but it's in you. If you stop trying, you'll just do. Just do it. It's one of my favorite sayings. I don't edit any of my show for you because you deserve to hear me raw. You deserve to see I'm like you. I'm not somebody who is just anointed with so much more. I know why I'm chosen. I figured it out to just do this, to just talk to you, to just enlighten you with what the exploration of existence is, to open your mind to the catacombs. I'm literally, you're locked in this prism, and I just want to open it off of you so you can at least breathe. We didn't know any better. I didn't know any better. I expected nothing, and look where I am today. And also, before I forget, this doesn't mean that you're somebody that is showing weakness because you expect nothing from anybody. Just listen to them, okay? It's really simplistic. If somebody wants to be in your life, they will make it known. They will tell you. They will search and yearn. They will just talk to you. Conversation and open communication should be the base premise of any type of relationship, engagement, anything. If we are honestly not able to just openly tell each other what we expect, what we would want, what we look for, what we yearn for, then what the hell are we doing? It should be so open and conversational and just fun, man. It should be fun. And if any of these things lead to anything that just doesn't seem natural or doesn't seem easy, then that's not it. Trust me. It should be so simplistic. And that's where, again, this really dictates off of where you are as a person. Because, again, if you have a lot of healing to still do for yourself, you really will expect a lot from people then. Trust me when I say that. That's the level of expectation in the, I guess you could say, level of gauging, right? The people who have the most healed, the most ability, and they're most attuned and welcomed and accepting of themselves will expect nothing from anybody else because they know how hard it is to attune to that. They know how long it took to get to. It took me decades to get to where I am. And trust me when I said, I still have so much more room to go. I still have a lifetime of lessons to learn, and I hope I'm somewhere nearly close to where I need to be at the end of the road. That's all I could yearn for. But again, I expect nothing. I could literally not wake up tomorrow. I could not have a new arising, a new day for new adventures. And I think that's why all of these lessons and things we talk about, they're kind of so interjecting in this giant cobweb of just self-realization, right? And the beauty of what it means to just simply be. So try your best to not expect things from anybody. Try your best, please, to not set labels on each other. I know it makes you feel better to know somebody is your girlfriend or somebody is your boyfriend. Somebody is your significant other. I get it. I know from a mortal standpoint as human beings, it's one of the most heartwarming things. I remember young love. I saw what it did, but I also saw how it broke us because we caged each other. Do you know that two birds, I'll use doves, when two birds find one another, they become a reflection and partners. Never once holding the other one accountable, never telling them where to be at what time. They live freely. They fly wherever, and they go as they please. That's what you wish to find in this life if you're looking for somebody, is somebody to fly with. You don't want to hold them. You never want to. Trust me, there may be times they have to go somewhere else. But that's where I'm saying is you should expect nothing. And it's a really hard concept to really even talk about, because then all of these whole formatics of society and the modern day dating concepts and all of this, it's so watered down and convoluted, because you're like, well, then, okay, well, if, you know, I expect nothing, that means I can go with multiple people then. No, because I'm not with multiple people. So if that's the case and that's what you look for, then I wish you the best. That's where you're open with conversation, okay? If you're not able to communicate and openly conversate about these things and really attune with one another and see where your mind is at, then it's not going to work in any attribute. It's literally going to fail and it's not going to prosper. That's where this whole thing kind of leads back to. And I'm sorry to tell you, but it's a long way for you to still go then. I have a feeling in my life, it's going to take me down a lot of lonely roads. And that's okay. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm not trying to attune with anything outside of myself. I'm not trying to drag anybody down any path that I'm going. I just merely hope that I can show others that there's a better way to live. There's a more freeing exploration out there. And it's something that I think a lot of people may hopefully want to be interested in one day. It's to not having ownership, not possessions, no formatics of what you expect from others, and not even yourself. The person that you are the hardest on, right? I don't want you to expect anything to come out of anything, but I want you to expect the best out of yourself, if that makes sense. It may sound contradictive, but I think that's the hard thing about languages, is to really say things openly is one of the hardest things to do. And for me to tell you to expect nothing, and not even from yourself and the things that you can accomplish, but then thus saying you should expect the best out of yourself, seems hard to really digest, doesn't it, huh? Trust me, even saying it doesn't make sense, but I think something inside of that is the secret to all of it. Only worrying about yourself, making sure you're better than you were, and you can give unconditionally to others. And in doing so, you create the best place for everyone to thrive, healing their own wounds, and hopefully more people doing more of like a sustaining route, right? So hopefully that kind of shed some light in it, because I really just love rifting with you. It's such a fun time. It's honestly sensational to think about. I'm one of the most humblest guys I could ever even bring to your attention. And that's what really trips me out, is that when I speak from the heart. And when I speak, I say the things you need to hear. I'm not doing any of this for any biased objective. The things that pop in my days every single day, I say to you. Because guess what? It's a part of me. You're a part of me now. That's why I say you got to be careful who you choose to be with, who you choose to see, who you choose to do things with, who you choose to be a part of, who you choose to allow to choose you. So that's why I think, honestly, if you expect nothing out of this life, you will get everything. Imagine how freeing that concept is. Imagine how cool it is to know that no matter where I go, no matter who I become, and no matter who I meet along the way, as long as I'm just enjoying the moment, that's all I needed to do. And I will fail. I know I will. I know I'm going to mess up. I even know I'm going to say things I shouldn't at times. And all I can say is that I apologize. I never had any ill intent. I never wanted to be anything outside of just enjoying the moment, the person, the place, and this experience that I was given. I think that's probably the worst thing we can do as individuals, is not atone for the things that we've been given and to appreciate them, right? And to see it openly and to be so involved within every situation. That's why, again, I expect nothing now moving forward from anybody. I expect everybody to leave if they... I expect nothing, and I will not start anytime soon. But I'll be open with you and express how I feel. And if I enjoy your company, I'll tell you I miss you. I'll tell you I love you. I'll tell you I can't wait to see you again, because that's the point of experiencing. But I'm not going to expect you to reciprocate it. I'm not going to expect you to do anything outside of it. I'm not going to expect you to do anything that you shouldn't be doing towards me. Because again, then I failed you. My purpose was to give you all of me and never ask for anything back from you. How crazy of a concept is that? How crazy is it to know that, before I let you go, in a world now that so many people are instilling with you the concept that you are the one, the chosen one, the people, this, that, this, we've already been chosen. We've already won. We've already made it, you know? Like, it's really just been that simple this entire time. The coding has always been around us, but we just never really wanted to stop and see it. I expect nothing from any of you. And in doing so, it makes me appreciative of anything. People might see that as weakness. People might see that as not knowing my worth. And others might even tell you seem crazy for the fact that you're not expecting things to reciprocate from people. But trust me when I say, the whole world evolves around you by you simply growing. The more you elevate and the more you actually awaken from the inside, the world reflects it because it is a reflection of you. So expect nothing from anybody again. Just simply be you. And you want to know what's the coolest thing? You're going to have some pretty wickedly awesome times with some really beautiful people. So I hope you do it, and I hope you move forward. I'm excited to see what that gives you, and especially what it doesn't expect from you. So if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Love.